Alabama has some of the most ecologically rich waters in the world, but the agency tasked with monitoring them gets less funding per resident than in any other state. That's according to the Environmental Council of States. Some complain the Alabama Department of Environmental Management, or ADEM, is not doing its job. One recent example conservationists point to is a contaminated creek in Shelby County. WBHM's Dan Carson has this report.
Gloved up, people get concerned if we're following protocol and all that, but yeah. I'll show you.
David Butler of Cahaba Riverkeeper, an environmental watchdog group, is taking water samples at Buck Creek in Saginaw. There's a chemical smell, and the creek bed is almost white.
I would challenge you to find anything living in the water here.
Butler's been testing the water, and so is ADEM. The pH levels have been similar to those of household cleaning products, and there was no visible life. The pollution source? A nearby Carmoose lime and stone processing plant. It's unclear when the contamination began, but Butler filed a complaint with ADEM 14 months ago.
We discovered it last year in June. There's still no resolution to it. Even with this ongoing damage that you see here, the state found it appropriate to go ahead and issue a fine without really looking at the impact.
Carmoose is a billion-dollar multinational. ADEM fined the company $32,000. For its part, Carmoose says it responded when it learned of the chemical drainage from its property by regrading an eroded area and starting an investigation. But Butler thinks the fine ADEM imposed is too low.
When you have a company that has the resources to fight the state, there's just not going to be significant penalties. It discourages the companies that do the right thing from spending the extra money to make sure that they're in compliance with the law, because if you break the law, you get a slap on the wrist.
An ADEM spokeswoman declined to discuss Buck Creek. She did point me to a recent report outlining the agency's funding challenges. It warns of potential cuts to monitoring, testing, and inspection. Pat Byington was on the commission that oversees ADEM. He says the state drastically cut its allocation.
What do we expect? ADEM used to get funding at a level about $5 to $6 million a year. I mean, in the last couple of years, it's virtually been zero.
Now the agency relies heavily on the permit fees businesses pay and on federal EPA dollars. But EPA money is unpredictable. ADEM has increased its permit fees to make up some of the losses. Byington says that sets up a system where the companies being regulated financially support the regulators.
They've been raising more and more monies on the people they're supposed to be watching. They're the ones paying the freight.
After decades of working on environmental issues across the state, Byington is not optimistic about ADEM's funding outlook. He says Buck Creek is just one recent example of why. But he's not questioning motives at Alabama's regulatory agency.
The people at ADEM, I know, care about the environment. One thing we all know is that ADEM is terribly underfunded. And it's just like not having cops on the street.
Environmental advocates want voters to demand better funding for ADEM so staff can do the work and so there's more accountability to taxpayers. In the meantime, Buck Creek is still polluted even as it flows through a popular wading spot on its way to the Cahaba River. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You can see photos and learn more about Buck Creek, ADEM, and Carmoose Lime and Stone at our website, wbhm.org.